Why should the state of Alaska consider extending roads to take over the function served by ferries? The question was recently put to Department of Transportation officials at a joint hearing of the legislature's House and Senate Transportation Committees. From a DOT perspective, the answer is simple: cost. Jeff Otteson is Division Director of Program Development for DOT.
One thing about a road is that most of that first investment is retained over decades and decades and decades. It doesn't wear out. In the 50-year life of a ferry, we replace it piece by piece.
Capacity is the other part of the equation. Otteson said roads give travelers greater flexibility and opportunity. DOT forecasts nearly 1,500 vehicles a day could travel by road between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway in the summer by the year 2020. Current ferry capacity is 154 vehicles a day in summer. A highway out of the capital city has been debated for decades. It's slowly grown to Echo Cove, and the latest proposal would extend it about 50 miles to the Katsahine River Valley east of Haines. From there, ferries would operate in what Otteson called a three-dimensional mode.
There'd be ferries from Katsahine over to Haines, other ferries from Katsahine up to Skagway, and then a smaller ferry between Skagway and Haines directly.
In the summer, he said the Katsahine ferry to Haines would run 10 times a day, 6 times to Skagway. Mainline ferries would no longer operate in Lynn Canal. They'd turn around at Auk Bay. The latest estimate for the road to Katsahine is $500 million. Otteson said the initial cost ultimately becomes savings.
Roads will greatly increase the capacity of the corridor by almost a factor of 10, and we believe that that capacity will be filled.
Testimony at the transportation hearing was by invitation. Though the committee received some letters, Juneau Douglas High School teacher Clay Good was the only person testifying who was not affiliated with the State Transportation Department.
As a student growing up in Juneau, and now as a teacher, I've taken students on field trips throughout Southeast Alaska, and the ferries were and are the safest, most affordable transportation option.
Good has read the reports that describe a road periodically closed in winter due to avalanches and rock slides. He sees no utility in what he called an expensive and dangerous road.
Imagine 40 students on a winter ferry to Haines. I can see it, a bunch of kids having fun, running around. Now imagine those 40 students in a bus in the winter, driving to a very remote ferry terminal to catch another ferry. What would parents choose if they could?
DOT's proposed capital budget for next year includes $35 million for the Juneau Access Project. Just what the money would cover did not come up during the hearing. At this point, there is no detailed plan because the Juneau Access Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement isn't done. DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says a draft document could be released within a couple of months. Then public hearings would be held in Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. The final SEIS must be approved before the next road segment gets underway, and Woodrow hopes that would be as soon as this fall. The SEIS has been delayed to include the costs of building and operating two-day boats in Lynn Canal, called the Alaska-class ferries. If a highway is ever built to Katsahine, the proposed day boats would be used on the final route to Haines and Skagway. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.